Good morning, Boker Tov. May it be a good day. We should hear Besoros Tovos. We should hear good news. May the hostages be home. May the soldiers return to their families. May we have a sweeping victory in Israel. And Besoros Tovos of Yeshua's Venachamas. I want to thank our generous 10 minutes of series sponsor, Shmuel and Esther Shaiwitz, in honor of their parents and children. We're very grateful for their generous sponsorship. Please help yourself to coffee and donuts as we are in the 26th and final chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal has helped us chart our way towards a better and better version of ourselves, how to live with mindfulness and cautiousness and alacrity, how to purge the negative qualities and pursue living a life not of happiness but of holiness. And that brings us up to the 26th chapter, the Midah of Kedusha, how to live for holiness. Kedusha, holiness, unlike other religions, is not by abstaining or divorcing from the physical world, but it is by transforming it, engaging it, but elevating it. It's by living with a mindfulness and a consciousness. It is by having a sense of presence in all that we do that the world is a platform, is a stage, is an invitation to connect to Hashem, to have dveikus, that there is no who I am and what I think and what I do in shul and the Beis Medrash, then I go to work and the gym and the supermarket. It's all one integrated life. It's all one whole. To live a life of Kedusha is what Rav Huttner describes. Rav Huttner was once approached by a Talmud who was bothered. I'm living a duplicitous life. I'm living an inconsistent, hypocritical life. I'm holy over here, and then I go to work, and I do that over there. And Rav Huttner said, a person who has a home that has many different rooms, but is all integrated and united in one home, has one address. If a person has multiple homes, they have multiple addresses. But different rooms within one home is one address. So the different parts of our lives, to integrate, to be part of one home, one whole, to have one address of our neshama, that expresses itself and manifests in these different places, there's nothing duplicitous or inconsistent about that. That is living a life of Kedusha, living a life of holiness. When we are different and we have different values and different practices, different clothing and different persona, then in fact we're living very, very different lives. V'hincha roa, continues the Ramchal, Shederach kenia zos amidu aidei rov ha-prisha. The way to acquire this quality, to attach ourselves to Hashem, to feel His presence in all that we do, is to be willing to be poresh, that we don't have to indulge and dive into everything, but the capacity to live without. And the second thing he says is that a person should live their life. This is what our Living with Amun every Wednesday morning is about. We start out with the stories that people send in, to live life with a intense awareness of the Hashkachas Hashem, the providence of Hashem in all that we do. There are no coincidences, there's nothing random, nothing is chance, nothing just happened. Everything is orchestrated, everything is ordained from above. In fact, the idea, the mentality, that it's accidental, that it's random, that's a malik, that's the thought of a malik. Asher korcha baderach lashon mikra, one of the opinions of Rashi, lashon mikra means it's chance or it's happenstance, it just happened. It's random. Asher korcha. We were on fire. The Yad Hashem, Nashkachas Hashem. That everything that happens, from the parking spot that opened up, to the business deal that we closed, to the flight that was canceled that we didn't make, whether the door opens, or whether Hashem closes a door or opens a door, it's all ordained from above. Ha'iyun ha'atzam b'sisrei ha'ashkacha al-yona. Iyun ha'atzam. To intensely be evaluating and looking for, where is the hand of Hashem. Tonight, behind the bima that's getting published today, we interviewed an incredible individual in Israel, a ger chassid, who's still a ger chassid, who had an urge to become a doctor, got in with no secular education, got into medical school, went to Technion, went to medical school, and then joined the IDF, has been an officer fighting, still a ger chassid with the support of the ger Rosh Hashiva and his love. A fascinating individual and a fascinating conversation. But he talks about when he was in medical school, he wanted to become a different type of doctor. But that door was closed to him and he was steered towards pediatrics. And it would turn out that he would have a daughter with Down syndrome who would have all kinds of other medical issues. And if he wasn't a trained pediatrician, he wouldn't be able to take care of her and advocate for her the way he does. And now he's opening in Schneider's Hospital in Israel an integrated multidisciplinary center for children with disabilities or special needs and other medical issues, all because Hashem closed one door, which I'm sure when he fought to get into medical school, then was frustrated. But I want to be this kind of doctor. Why is that door closing? Because Hashem closes some doors, but He opens others, and He puts us where we need to be. But it takes an Iyun Ha'atzim B'Sisrei Hashgacha Elyona. It takes living life with an attitude and an evaluation that nothing's random or chance. We're not a malik. Asher korcha baderech l'asher mikra. Nothing just happened to be, for good or for bad. For good, it's easy. Those are Amunah stories. And then it turned out, and then it worked out, and then it was perfect, and this is why it's easy to believe. It's much harder to believe when the door closes and another doesn't feel like it opened. It's much harder to believe when we don't know why. Skiing, person tore something, broke something, something bad happened. Why? Why was that meant to be? Why did it disappoint the dreams of that season, of that plan? But to live life, nevertheless, with the full confidence and faith that nothing is random or chance, it's all from above. So we're on an adventure, on a ride. Hashem, what do you have waiting for me next? Because I know, unlike Amalek, I know nothing is chance. I know it all comes from you, it all comes from above. I share in the Amun Ashir regularly that our family tries to, and I highly recommend it for others. Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wrote a letter years ago encouraging people to keep a Hashkacha Pratis journal. Today it's easy to do with technology and to do it as a family. Make a WhatsApp group for your family just called Hashkacha, Hashkacha Pratis, and demonstrate, model, and encourage your children to record every day or as often as they can, or they see something happening that just happened to work out. The Hashkacha, the Yad Hashem. Isn't that amazing? And then my teacher didn't show and I hadn't studied for the test and then the test didn't happen and it worked out perfect. Whatever story it is, whatever happened to work out, because all that reinforces, that is the Iyun Ha'atzim, B'Sisrei Hashkacha, U'Matzpunei Habriya, and to consider the mysteries and the esoteric dimensions of the world, V'Yediyas Roma Muso Yizbarach U'Sihilo Sav, and the greatness, the exaltedness of Hashem. Study and understand the cosmos, chemistry, biology, and physics. Look at and go and tour and see. Go see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the famous story of Rav Hirsch and the Alps and the Grand Canyon and the glacier, whatever you see. And all of this will condition us to realize we are tiny speck. We are barely discernible. We are so insignificant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He runs the world. And it's a big world. And there's a lot happening. And to recoil with a humility, to surrender, to submit to Him, and to recognize He's in charge, He's in control. And when a person becomes awakened, wow, there's a Hashem, there's something bigger, there's Netzach, there's eternity. I'm part of that eternal story we spoke about this past Shabbos, to connect lehischaber la Netzach. Am haNetzach yinatzeach. I'm not just some person living my life, pursuing my pleasure, that's all that matters. I have contact with immortality and eternity. And this next decision, this next experience, this next encounter, how I'm going to sip my coffee, what and how I'm going to eat my breakfast, how I'm going to conduct my business, how I'm going to drive on the road, it's all Netzach. I'm making contact with eternity. The impression I'm going to leave, the influence, we're all influencers. Not everyone, healthy people are not, dreaming of being influencers. It's a new career today, being an influencer. You don't actually contribute, you don't need to, you just get a lot of followers and then product placement and payment and people dream of. They don't know the downside and the other side that comes with it, which is a whole story for another time. But we're all influencers. You don't have to have followers or friends to have influence. We're all influencers. We're impacting the cosmos. We're impacting this world. We're impacting the impression that we leave on others, a Kiddush Hashem or a Chilul Hashem. So writes the Ramchal, when a person has this Iyun Ha'atzim B'Sisrei Hashgacha, when a person has this intense investigation, mindfulness, consciousness of the Hashgacha, the hand of Hashem in our lives, when a person considers the mysteries of the universe, the greatness of the cosmos, our impact on the world around us, you're going to live a whole other level of consciousness. Until then, you were living in black and white, and all of a sudden, now you're living in vivid color. The whole world comes alive. You see yourself, your purpose, and your mission. You're touching eternity. So you're not going to eat or sleep or drive or dream the same way. Life is different. And then when you live that way, when you invite Him in, when you're thinking, when you live with a consciousness, mindful eating, mindful driving, mindful davening. That's a chiddush, mindful davening. Not just find yourself at the end of the siddur, the end of the davening, and not even remember saying one word, but mindful davening. It leaves you changed and transformed, and it's an anchor for the day, and it propels you to the kind of day you're going to have. You just had a conversation with Hashem. We just praised him and thanked him and turned to him and surrendered to him. Hachayim v'ashalom. And the result, Hashem gives a bracha. Hachayim v'ashalom. V'zula ze yesha shiyasik ma'alazov yishar al koponim chomri v'gashmi kechol shar b'nei adam. And what's the alternative, writes the Ramchal? To not have this mindfulness, this consciousness, to not live in this place, to continue to live down here instead of wanting to live up here, then you'll just be like every other physical being. You just want to earn more money, buy more things, have more pleasures. And the people who are living in pursuit of happiness, we are living in the most prosperous time in history, and we are living in the most miserable, unhappy, anxious time in history. How's that working out for everybody? Living gashmi, living in the physical world, defined as physical beings, pursuing only physical pleasure, being limited by the physical universe, feeling finite. How's that working out? Not so well. It's enormous dysfunction, an enormous unhappiness, an enormous illness. It's not working out so well. But when you live this life, the picture that the Ramchal is painting, that life where you feel him, you speak to him, you surrender to him, you feel a sense of purpose and mission, that all that we do is in the context of tapping to eternity. Now you're alive. Now you're awake. Now you're healthy. Now you're dynamic and vibrant. Now you have a purpose and a cause and a mission. Now you see him everywhere. The world comes alive in vivid color. And what will help accomplish this? We'll pick up with this next time. Here the Ramchal, writing several hundred years ago, this is not some newfangled, new age, neo-Hasidic idea of hisbodedus. Rav Nachman is not the one who introduced it. Our holy seven shepherd, the Zion Roam, going back to the Avos, before they could emerge as leaders, they all had to first be shepherds, because a shepherd practices a lot of hisbodedus. A lot of us, but last week we were in Israel, we volunteered on a farm, we were working in some vineyard, left your phone, if you left your phone off or on the bus, or because in America it wasn't, no one was that awake, and you're just in the field, hisbodedus. The shepherd or the farmer, they're just with Hashem. They're just talking to Hashem. And when you talk to Hashem and you feel Hashem talking to you, then that's what will help you be mindful of him and to insert him in everything you do throughout the rest of the day. But this is an increasingly lost skill. We don't even have the capacity. People have this aversion. They're allergic to being alone. We always have to turn something on. Music, a podcast, a shiur, make a phone call, have a conversation. We are miserable and incapable of being alone. But it's only when we are alone in the context of hisbodedus that we have the greatest breakthrough, which we'll pick up with Mirtz Hashem next time.